You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
This past weekend, Donald Trump finally hit the campaign trail. So I headed down to South Carolina for what was originally permitted as a MAGA rally, but later downgraded to an intimate event.
What is this event?
It's a Trump rally.
It is a rally.
I'd say it was.
It's not a rally.
It's somewhat of a rally, but it's not a big rally.
Now, I thought it was a rally. Not around. It's a bunch of people standing in line.
It's an event. It's a list. It's invited list only.
This is a private event that VIPs have been invited to.
Yes, only heavily vetted VIPs were invited. Like this guy.
Sombrero Trump, Jim Yates from Lawrence, South Carolina.
Sombrero Trump.
Yes, it's not a rally. It's a leadership forum, forming leadership teams.
I see a guy like this, and I think this guy has got two dates circled on his calendar. Cinco de Mayo. January 6th.
Yeah.
This kickoff was packed with classic style and classic takes.
Donald Trump is president right now.
He's currently the president.
Absolutely.
He is still president. There's a lot of things that this Biden person does not have, like the presidential seal and things like that, that are pretty obvious.
But Biden doesn't have the presidential seal?
No.
When he speaks, there's a presidential seal in front of him.
It's not real.
What is he doing as president?
He is in charge of the military.
Great.
The military is in charge of this whole thing.
The military were put in charge in 2018 when President Trump signed an executive order.
The American military arms that are going to Ukraine, we have Donald Trump to thank for that?
No.
That's two militaries.
There's two militaries.
There's the good and the bad.
So there's two militaries. Donald Trump's in charge of the good one.
Yes.
Biden's in charge of the bad military?
That's exactly right.
Fortunately, there were some supporters who still believe an election cycle is actually necessary and were serious about planning for a long campaign.
It's just been doing a lot of preparations, a lot of testing the waters, and, you know, just what's normal.
Talking to advisors?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nick Fuentes, Kanye West, like the minds that are going to shape the point of view of this whole campaign.
Right. Yeah.
The original Trump brand is still strong.
Sweet as honey, that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. When the looting starts, that's when the shooting starts.
But a new election cycle could mean a different tone.
What are you seeing that is different about Trump and his tone with this kind of an event?
I think it's more elevated. He's at a more kind of a mature level. How everybody's got all their advisors, it's almost like he's finally listening to his a little bit as far as tone the comments down.
Are you noticing even the MAGA community being
more great.
Serious and respectable?
If you watch the conservative rhetoric, it looks like you still love America.
Conservative rhetoric still respects positions of power in this country.
Our police, our military.
Our executive branch.
Exactly.
What's your hat say?
I don't remember. I could shit a better president.
This campaign is already attacking Biden's approach to the war in Ukraine, while lauding Trump's brilliant, yet still theoretical approach.
Putin would have never, ever gone in. And even now, I could solve that in 24 hours.
Trump says he could pick up the phone and end this thing in 24 hours. What actually would he say?
Knock it off. He'd kind of be that kind of tone to him.
You think totally knock it off might cower Vladimir Putin?
Because he knows Trump stands up and says, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it.
So you wish Biden would threaten nuclear war?
No. Strong stance of, hey, stop doing this.
Okay. Or
you gotta have a rattle behind that saber.
Right, which is
troops, but you don't want to do troops because then you have all that war.
Right, so what would it be?
Threat of it.
threat of troops.
Correct.
So you want Trump to get into office and promise to put troops into that war?
No, I want him to stop it verbally, because you don't want military into it, because then it escalates.
Right, but you said verbally you have to have some sort of backup.
Correct.
So you want Trump to have that backup, which would be not troops?
No, he has the troops.
So you would support troops being sent in?
You don't want to send troops in.
It seems like a complicated situation.
It is very complicated.
Fortunately for some of these non-rally goers, it doesn't have to be that complicated.
I haven't seen any news reports about, you know, this terrible war in Ukraine.
Where do you get your news?
On Newsmax.
And they haven't covered it at all.
I think that there's no war to cover. I think the whole thing is fabricated, and I think that Zelensky, who is the president of Ukraine, I believe that this is all extortion money.
I spent a little time in Hungary, and I met people who were coming from Ukraine to try to find safe haven. Mm-hmm. They were actual refugees fleeing what they said was a war zone. Were they lying?
I think they might be actors, as far as I know. I believe that they might be actors.
All of those people I met in Hungary, those aren't refugees.
I believe that the government is paying them to do that.
That's a lot of actors. If that's a SAG gig, that's going to cost you billions.
And if this is the Trump campaign's first round of invites, America is in for a sweet, sweet ride. Last week, Donald Trump declared his arrest was imminent and called for a protest to take our nation back outside the Manhattan District Attorney's office. So yesterday, I ventured all the way downtown and joined the media circus to observe this crowd of MAGA protesters who were definitely around here somewhere.
Yeah, this is the truth. Social here. It says, Tuesday, protest, take our nation back. Excuse me, is this the protest for Trump? Or the Trump protest, or the supporting, are we taking our nation back? Is that today? I thought it was today.
So I did have the day right. And then I found a proud and totally concealed Trump supporter.
Why are you here?
Because I'm here to support Trump. Because they want to indict him.
So Trump went on his own social media. Yeah. And he called out people, his supporters, to come out here and support him. And right now, that's just you.
I'm here.
Heavy as a crowd.
I don't need you to come outside. No, I got this.
Okay.
I'm here to actually see what's going on. Everyone's talking about it, so I came here to check it out.
You wanted to see it with your own eyes.
Eyes, that's right, because I don't believe what I'm hearing on the news media.
So what have you seen so far?
Absolutely almost nothing.
Nothing.
Correct.
This was an unusual MAGA rally. The numbers were low, and it was in my own city. However, the arguments over some basic facts were refreshingly familiar.
Do you think it's fair for Trump to be indicted if that does happen this week?
Listen, I don't know all the specific facts, but what I do know is he's my president.
Right now?
I think he's my president.
You think he's serving the role as your president currently?
Well, he's... In my heart, he's my president.
I just have to be clear sometimes.
Well, sure.
You think Joe Biden is president, right?
No, I think that man is a scam. I just know that allegedly he's there, because that man doesn't make any sense to me.
But technically, he is there. He is serving the role of president.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been to Washington, D.C. I've not seen him walk in the White House.
You don't think he actually spends time in the White House?
I don't know.
Well, there are videos of him in the White House. I just want to get beyond this fact. He is the president of the United States. Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Fact?
That's what some say.
Oh, okay. This is what some say. Right. Deborah, why are you here today?
Joe Biden is going after him because I don't even know why he's going after him, because they're going to push him out the door and probably bring Michael Obama in, okay?
But Michael Obama.
That's correct, okay? They made.
Why do you call her Michael
don't
Obama?
Don't ask me that. What did Joan Rivers say?
What did Joan Rivers say?
That's correct. If anybody remember what she said.
Do you get most of your news from Joan Rivers?
Oh, no, I don't get none of my news from Joan Rivers. I'm just telling you what she said about Michael Obama, okay?
Regardless of their sources, the MAGA crowd, which the police estimated to be between 3 and 6 people, believe these charges were unworthy of a former president.
I don't feel Trump should be in trouble. That's unconstitutional. I feel to indict a president.
This is a political attack.
Yes.
They're not charging somebody else for this crime.
Yes. Everything is political.
Right. They did charge somebody else with this exact crime.
Yeah, and so why should he be charged?
Well, Michael Cohen was charged, pled guilty, served time in jail.
Disloyalty.
royalty.
If it ain't loyalty, it's nothing.
This is about a man who cheated on his wife with a porn star while his wife was at home with their newborn son. But loyalty is a big issue for you.
Listen, we may.
Right. So we all know Trump doesn't understand how the law works. Turns out he doesn't know when it works either. But for MAGA supporters feeling FOMO about missing the Donald showdown with justice, I'm confident you'll get another chance. How long are you going to be here today?
I don't know, maybe a couple more hours, walk around, grab something to eat.
If Trump is indicted in Georgia next, you going there?
I don't know, maybe I will.
It's like a big old indictment tour, right? I'll see you in Georgia, maybe we'll swing by D.C.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Tuesday's arraignment of former President Donald Trump in New York was a first for the nation and brought out the passionate, the sensibly dressed, and the kind of men who really disappoint their mothers.
Two genders!
Two genders!
Two genders!
While I had fun getting into the scrum, I was surprised to find there were people who wanted to have meaningful conversations about the justice system.
I don't believe what you're seeing is justice.
You don't believe in the grand jury process?
I don't believe if this was a civilian, it would...
I mean, he is a civilian. He's a person, but New York address. So he shouldn't go through the grand jury process.
I believe it should be dismissed.
Because?
Because I'm going by a general gut feeling.
The way I see it is, the government is stepping over their bounds and doing what they're doing here, indicting Donald Trump. This stuff happens all the time.
What stuff? Paying off a porn star and then fudging business records?
I mean, come on, it's his own money for one thing.
And out of all the cases up against Donald Trump, this is probably the weakest one.
Probably the weakest one.
Right. Yeah.
There's no evidence to bring about this prosecution. So.
Well, we don't know that until there's a grand jury who can then see that evidence.
I think that everyone should get a fair trial.
So you would support a grand jury looking at all of the evidence, and if they decide to indict Donald Trump, well, then we will let that happen.
Sure, certainly. If there's evidence, every piece of evidence should be heard.
Well, I mean, that's what happened here.
Mm.
There's this excitement in the air. It feels almost like the American version of a royal event. If the king f***ed a porn star, paid her, and then lied about it, the business records. Like an American coronation. And then the Donald arrived. The former leader of the free world was now possibly in the same room as a group of recently busted subway masturbators.
I think he wants to meet him.
You think he orchestrated all of this?
Yeah, because his polls, like DeSantis, was rising. Now, he's taking all the air out of the room now, Trump. In 2016, he had all the media, Fox News, yeah. CNN was covering. Now they don't cover him anymore. Now they have to.
Getting arrested is the smartest
That's
thing
it.
He could do.
He's like one of the smartest guys that I know of.
You're talking about the man who's getting fingerprinted inside that building right now.
I think they fingerprinted him already. They have his DNA.
That guy's left his DNA in a lot of different places.
This is like the seventh time.
Could Trump run his election campaign from prison?
He could do anything, Trump.
Yeah. Would that dissuade you in any way?
Even if they give him 34 felonies, It's just like Trump, he's untouchable.
He's untouchable, except the person who's literally touching his fingerprints right now. Have you donated to the Trump campaign since he was?
Haven't thought about it up until now, but I guess I'd consider it, sure.
Trump has fundraised like over $5 million for this. So in some ways, it's almost like he's getting paid to have sex. Is he a sex worker? I mean, it's cool. There's no judgment.
Look, I think you guys are great. I love senses of humor. But in many ways, you should appreciate this is not funny. Because they're going after Trump today. They'll go after me tomorrow. And then they'll go after you.
Did you pay off a porn star and then lie about your business record?
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's got to be frightening. I guess he could come for us if we've been involved in hush money payments and then lying on our business records. And then using that when it comes to the campaign as well. I guess that could happen to anybody.
Perhaps we don't need justice to be blind, just friendly. I went downtown to watch Trump's historic arrest and the surrounding media circus, but I was curious how hometown boy Donald Trump would be greeted by regular New Yorkers.
Donald Trump, like, Jesus Christ, what more is there to say?
Trump's a dick!
Yes, he is!
Trump's a dick!
Yes, he is!
Trump's a dick!
Yes, he is!
Donald Trump, lock him up, nail the mother...
diehard MAGA folk, but also appearing were some of the most respected and articulate members of the Republican Party.
Marjorie, are you afraid Trump will be mistreated by the Gazpacho police?
Yes, the rising stars of the GOP came out in force.
If anybody can get Donald Trump off today, it's America's lead defense attorney, George Santos. He went to Harvard Law and Stanford Law.
Are you finally bringing legitimacy to this
process? That's why we didn't do video.
Are you finally bringing legitimacy to this process, George?
No, touch the camera.
George, can you talk to us about your volleyball career? Talk to me about your law degrees. Which law degrees have you gotten that you are bringing here to this?
I showed up.
As first president of the United States, do you feel that you can actually handle the jurisprudence that's going on? George, talk to me about your volleyball, George.
After a productive conversation like that, I feel good about our nation's future.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.